for our weekly Lake Norfolk Fishing Report as we head on down to the Bayou Resort and visit with Gary Faraci. Good morning, Gary.
Good morning, Gary. Happy Thursday.
What a morning. Yep, it is. And you know what? I tell you what, it's a pretty good morning when you show up and somebody has, well, you know, you get to your desk and there's a bottle of Bailey's Irish Cream and a fresh pot of coffee.
Oh, wow, that's a happy Thursday morning.
That's right. So Terry, thank you. But now, see, I'm supposed to share it with you, but Terry is, you know, we got to tell Terry that, you know, you're at the Bayou Resort. You're not in here with me.
Right. So, I wish I were.
yeah, we would have a lot of fun. So I will save your half of the Baileys. And
okay. All right.
I'll try to save your half of the Baileys. But, yeah. Anyway, thank you again, Terry. That was very nice. Here it is, Thursday, and boy, the rain came and the thunder came, and it was just kind of wild there for a while, but now we've got a really nice stretch of sunny days, cool nights. It is going to warm up, but cool nights, sunny days, not all that warm, but the fisher people probably struggled a little bit last week with the weather, the rain, and, you know, battling that, but, What are you hearing out of them?
Yeah, we did struggle last week. It was tough with the weather we had. The guys that did get out, the guys that were able to get out in between the rain or before the rain, did okay. Wasn't fantastic like it's been, but they did okay. The fish kind of scattered a little bit. And I don't know, with the cold fronts coming through, you know, like this morning we were sitting at 43. Yeah, things changed a little bit on it. But the fish they were catching were nice fish. The crappie, I haven't seen any limits on that, but I've seen some nice 13, 14-inch crappie. That's been really good. I tell you what's really picking up, the guys that like bluegills. Bluegill fishing starting to pick up. Your little red worm or a cricket, and go to town.
You know, people laugh at me. People laugh at me because, you guys go on and on about those. I'd say, well, look, until you've went out and got on them. I know, the little bitty perch, yeah, that's no fun. But you just land one of those, you know, three-quarter pound, you know, half pound up to a pound and a half, you know, hybrid bluegill. Just go ahead and hook on one of those, and I promise you, your attitude will change.
Yeah, absolutely. And the benefit of doing that is that you keep the small ones for your trout line and jugs.
Yeah.
See, and so it's a win-win on that. And, you know, the catfish season is just picking up like crazy here. So a lot of guys are putting jugs out or trout lines and doing very well with that. So, yeah, that's a plus with bluegill fishing.
Yeah. Now, you mentioned catfishing. Has anybody been doing any good with that?
Yeah, absolutely. Again, no huge numbers. You know, you put jugs out, you put 20, 25 out, and, you know, if you get five nice fish, that's a win. And the same on the trout lines, you know, baiting those up. Most trout lines have 25 hooks on them, and if you get four or five nice fish, that's a good evening.
Mm-hmm.
And it's fun to go set those, then go back in the morning and run them and stuff. That's fun. That's a good thing to do.
Yeah, I'm looking at, you know, some pictures right now. I'm seeing some massive, massive smallmouth. Wow.
Yeah.
That's
been hit and miss, but the ones they've been catching, have been, like I said, the same with the crappie. The ones they've been catching have been really good. Mm-hmm. I just think that the weather has kind of moved things around a little bit, and you got to follow the bait balls and follow that, and hopefully the fish are biting.
Yeah, this smallmouth I'm looking at is 22, just a little over 22 inches long.
Wow. Oh, my gosh, that's nice.
That is,
nice.
Yeah, it's just a little over 22 inches long. That is massive. Now, the hybrids, the whites, and the stripers, what are you hearing on that?
Okay, so more and more guys are telling me top water, they're having luck on top water. Bread fins, whopper poppers, spooks. In the morning, it's been really good. And then if they catch them just right, you got the whites that have been surfacing and for an hour, hour and a half. And guys been having a ball with the whites on there, and some good size whites too. So there's a lot still going on, and it's going to last. I know it's the end of April, but I think it's going to run all the way into May.
Yeah, Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's looking pretty good.
For sure. Well, you know, it is getting close, of course, to people, you know, the 4th of July. And is there still room? Could somebody book a spot there at the Bayou Resort for the 4th, or are you already full?
We have a few still left for Memorial.
Okay.
And then I think we got a couple spots still left for 4th of July, and I think this year 4th of July is on a Saturday, so it's kind of a weird, it's different than having it during the week and stuff, so I think it's throwing a lot of people off on how they're making their plans, because a lot of people will come down for 4 or 5 days or a whole week during 4th of July, and so the Saturday thing's kind of throwing some people off. I've had conversations with a couple people, and they're trying to figure out which is the best way to, how do you do. You know, if the 4th of July is on a Wednesday, that's easy to do. You take the whole week. But when it's on a Saturday, you don't want to just do a weekend for 4th of July. So, yeah, it's messed some people up. But we're trying to work around all that.
All right. Well, hey, for folks that would like to know a little bit more, how can they get a hold of you and Diane at the Bayou Resort?
Gary, they can always give us a call at 870-467-5277. One of the best ways, the Facebook page, there's a place in there you can drop us a line on that, and we can get back to you. And as always, our website, thebayouresort.com, there's a reservation request part on there. They can look at that. And I like it when people just stop in, and we can talk for a little while, maybe have a cold one or warm one, whatever time of day it is. We'll try to figure it out.
Well, we got to have somebody drop off a bottle of Bailey's Irish Cream at the Bayou Resort. That way we're on the same, you know, we're at the same level.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll work on that and see what we can do for next week here.
Okay. All right. Hey, Gary, we appreciate you, and we'll visit again next week.
Have a good one, Gary.
All righty.